Dylan, things have changed, which was a request of our next guest, Mark.
Ah, perfect.
He is one of the great favourites at the City Ground, Nottingham, known as the number nine. He's the second ever highest goal scorer for Forest, one above Gary Birtles, who's coming later.
Wow. So we got the two highest goal scorers for Forest. Oh, okay, so the third, right, there you go.
He's since gone on to a management career of distinction and is now turning it around at Mansfield, where he has 100% Nigel Clough.
Good morning, Johnny.
Morning, Nigel. How you doing?
Morning, Nigel. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Not bad. I think we should pack in after the last week and start again.
I was going to say, you're looking forward to maintaining the 100% record in all competitions, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But it's been a good first week, but very early days. A lot of work to do yet.
Yes, mate.
I've done brilliant, mate. And with some very ambitious owners there, the Radfords, it's a good place to go, Mansfield Town, I think, if you're a manager.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential there. I think so. There's some work to do and to get things sorted. But if we can get it turned around, then I think we can build a squad for next season to hopefully get there or thereabouts.
And also the good news in that, and I think it is good news, is that since Rick Parry and Richard Marsden were all up in front of the beak at the government select committee, it looks like everybody's kind of come to their senses and they're going to start throwing some money in the general direction of some suffering clubs, particularly down in Leagues 1 and 2, which is massively important, isn't it?
Oh, that would be wonderful. It is massively important as well. I think it's been a difficult one because we're all under the umbrella of the Championship as well, under the umbrella of the EFL.
Yeah.
But I think that maybe the Premier League feel that they don't need as much help as League 1 and 2. So I think it's finding a way to get the money, as always, to the people who need it. And certainly that's starting at League 1 and 2 and below that as well. I think that's another deal for the conference. So I think they're getting some funding, which is great. But I think every single football club, League 1 and 2 and below, needs some help.
True.
Agree. Nigel, you've always had a good team with your brother and Crosby. And you're scouting and the players you've got in and the clubs you've been in have been fantastic. It's the same kind of thing you've been doing again at Mansfield, looking for those players out there?
Definitely. The scope to bring hopefully three or four in January if we need them. And we just do as much research as we can, as much background on the player, so we try and make as few mistakes as possible, and we look after the owner's money as though it's our own. We do everything we can not to waste it.
Can I ask you, Nigel, while we've got you here, as a chapter has ended, of course, in part of your career, which is the closing of the Melwood training ground up at Liverpool, moving on to pastures new, probably high-tech 21st century pastures new, no doubt at all. Tell me about the training ground for a professional footballer, because of course we know you as fans, you know, we get your 90 minutes a week or so from you in the place we have access to, but a training ground must be like a second home, mustn't it?
It's much more important. You think you spend maybe an hour and a half, couple of hours at the stadium once every 10 days, 2 weeks, the home games. You're in almost every day at your training ground. That is your home, not your second home. You spend most time there, so it's vastly important that they get that right. And I think we've seen in previous years a lot of clubs like Brighton and Burnley sensibly use some of their money to invest in training facilities. And that gives the club a chance going for the next 10, 20 years. Once you've got that in place, there's no major expenditure then apart from the players. And I think the clubs who are now thriving and will thrive are those that have got that and invested properly.
That's really interesting there, because I know that the Radfords have spent a bit of money up in Mansfield trying to get the training facility sorted, haven't they?
Got a lovely little training facility. And I think for League 2, honestly, it is a lovely facility. It's just next to a little primary school, but it's got fields at the back, which is ideal, and then I can take the dog in and take her for a walk.
Suddenly we see what swung the job for you.
Are you walking the dog now, Nigel, yeah?
Yeah, of course, yeah, in the rain. We haven't dried out from yesterday afternoon, and we're getting wet again now. That helps. Help take the dog in. The players were a little bit surprised when she popped into the meeting on Monday on our first proper day, but they'll get used to it. And obviously you've got to explain to them that team will be picked on merit. But also, if they like the dog, we've got a better chance of getting in.
I like the emotional blackmail. Very nice.
It was in the week. I've seen the interviews you did for the BBC up in the East Midlands and stuff. And you described Mansfield as a hotbed of football. I've been there quite a few times to watch Mansfield play, and they do. It's a great atmosphere there. They do love their football in Mansfield, don't they?
They do. And every time we've gone up, obviously over the last 20, 30 years, and watched and everything, and played there. And I think the crowd largely behind them. You know, they get behind the team. There's not a great deal of moaning and complaining. So I think if you can give them something on the pitch to really appreciate and get behind, I think we'll get behind even more. and especially having not been in the ground for, what, 8 months? It might be next season, but if we can have get safe, get to a position of safety, get a few players in, I think then the optimism for next season will be there.
It's one of those rare grounds as well, where you get a lovely view from the stand because it looks out over the top of a lower stand and into some into the countryside. So that's weird in itself as well. Yeah. I tell you what, some things haven't changed though, Nigel, during lockdown and during this whole oppression, is new owners and managers changing seats. And of course, over at Derby County, the very thing has happened. Were you surprised at all when Philip Cocu suddenly wasn't the manager anymore?
Not particularly, no. I think it was just more a financial thing. I think they've had money to spend. I'm not sure how long he's been there now, but more than the average in the Championship. The bottom of the league, they haven't scored at home, I don't think, this season. So I wasn't too surprised, no.
And it's interesting they've gone for Wayne Rooney. But, I mean, he's interim manager. What do you think on that, Nigel, giving it to a player who's still a player, really?
Well, it's in the obvious choice, but I thought he would play a coach anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
heir apparent, I think
they
call that.
Exactly. So, I thought he was involved anyway. So, if that was the case, then it shouldn't be too much of a step up. But it's a good opportunity for Wayne, you know, to see what he can do.
Yeah.
Nigel, it's been wonderful talk. Good luck in Mansfield. Keep talking to us. I'm sure you're going to do a fantastic job there and turn it round.
We'll try.
Yeah, thanks. Best of luck, Nigel.
Take care, Mark.
Thanks, Nigel. Cheers, mate. Bye bye. Yeah, he started brilliantly. Can I tell you a story about Mansfield Town?
Yes, please.
They sing a song, and it's I'm Into Something Good by Herman's Hermits, and they just replaced the bit with Mansfield Town. It's fantastic, and they sing it for about 20 minutes, half an hour.
Wow.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. I've got Mansfield on my mind.
Really?
Yes, brilliant.
Well played then.
That's good, isn't it?
I'll take it. Does it go back to the 60s as well?
Yes.
And that long?
And it goes round and round and round, and they keep singing it over and over and over. And they got a drum. And they just sing it. So, I'm a big fan of Nigel Clough. I think everybody's gone. He's one of those managers that's done well. And 20, 30 years ago, he'd been managing in the top flight.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine. Things change. And you know, we get in other coaches from other. But wherever he goes, he's careful with people's money. He's got a fantastic scouting system. He's got his brother, Simon Clough, knows footballers and gets some great bargains in. And I think he'll do a terrific job there.
And perhaps more ambition than perhaps Burton, which with all due respect, cut their cloth to fit. Mansfield could do a little bit better.
Absolutely. Still to come, we've got best 11.